cheese, please. Yes, cheese, please. You're so fine. You wanna listen all the time. Snarftude and Daffodil spin their hits. It's all cheesy music. They love it to bits. Well, Snarftude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we wanna play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kinda sick.
Cheese Please in Color. Here are your hosts, Snarftude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarfdude. And
I'm Daffodil, and Snarfdude's not happy with me, but it's happening.
No, I'm not happy.
It's happening.
Why? No one cares about my birthday.
I care.
Why?
Because it's your birthday.
You made me put all these songs together. That's going to be the enjoyable part. I don't care about... No one needs to know about my birthday.
It's too late.
Okay, I'll just play the songs, okay? I'll get excited about the songs I'm playing, like Dickie Goodman, The Henhouse 5 Plus 2, Bob Rivers and Annette, some of my favorite songs on my birthday.
You'll get through it.
Okay.
There'll be cake at the end. It's all good.
Okay, well, one of my favorite songs I've ever played on this show, coming up shortly, Wally Cox and There's a Tavern in the Town. It always puts a smile on my face. But probably my most favorite instrumental is this one, the T-Bones from 1966, made from an Alka-Seltzer commercial back then called No Matter What Shape Your Stomach's In, on
Cheese Please!
Is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
The full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
Cheese.
Oh, there's a tavern in the town, and there my true love sits him down, and he drinks his wine as merry as can be. Never thinks of me. Very, very well, for I must leave thee. Do not let this parting grieve thee, for you know the very, 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 very best of friends must part. adieu, kind friends, adieu, yes, adieu. I can no longer stay with you, so I shall hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. And may the world go well with thee, well with thee.
He left me for a damsel dark.
Damsel dark.
Each Friday night they used to spark.
Used to spark.
And now my love,
my love one's true to me,
takes that dark damsel on his knee. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let the parting grieve thee, and remember that the best of friends must part, adieu, kind friends, adieu.
Yes, adieu.
I can no longer stay with you.
Stay with you.
I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree, and may the world go well with thee.
Oh, dig my grave both wide and deep, wide and deep. Put tombstones at my head and feet, and on my breast carve a turtle dove to signify I died of love.
Fare thee well,
for I must leave thee.
Do not let
this parting grieve thee.
And remember
that the very, 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 very best of friends must part.
Adieu, kind friends, adieu, yes, adieu. I can no longer stay with you, so I shall
hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. And may the world go well with thee. And may the world go well with thee,
well with thee.
Please, please, there's no need of fear. Wally Cox is here, the voice of Underdog in the 60s. And he had his own career as well on top of that. He was roommates with Marlon Brando when they were starting out as actors.
That's interesting.
That's an offer he couldn't refuse. I swear. And there's a tavern in the town. And before that, the T-Bones. No matter what shape your stomach's in, you'll enjoy that song.
True.
Yeah. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we are celebrating Snarf Dude's special day.
Must
you need
you
to celebrate
that?
Your special day.
Must you say that?
I'm very grateful that you were born. I want to celebrate the day it happened.
I'm very uneasy about this because...
I know. Just play two more of your favorite songs. We'll get through it.
That helps. That helps. But where else who would pair up? John Davidson and Leonard Nimoy together.
Only you.
We've got John Davidson and the Beatles classic Oblabli, Oblada shortly. But we're starting off with Leonard Nimoy in character, I think, as Spock on one of his albums in the 60s and highly... illogical. On?
Cheese, please!
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical. Take the case of your automobiles. Greatest invention since man discovered wheels. High dramatic overdrive, floor on the floor. Push button windows, push button doors. Double barrel carburetors rush you any place, but you never can find a parking space. Highly illogical. Take the case of modern man. He works all his life, gives it all he can, saves all his money, works overtime, pinches every penny, banks every dime. All he can think about is money, but you know that he can't take it with him where he's going to go. Now I find that fascinatingly illogical. Now is the time to journey home to tell of what I've learned. My people, I believe, have every right to be concerned.
For in spite of computers and advanced psychology, behavior patterns are still a mystery. I predict the future of this earthly human race is that having made a mess of Earth, they'll move to outer space. Well, there goes the neighborhood. Totally, completely, absolutely, irrevocably, highly illogical.
We have major traffic piling up within the WASP-12 solar system as a yellow dwarf star continues to engulf one of its planets. All inbound routes to WASP-12b are closed to expedite the evacuation of planet residents as it continues to be devoured by its parent star. Commuters between Jupiter and Saturn should allow extra time as their orbital positions place them farther apart. Heavy traffic between Jupiter and Uranus as travelers take advantage of the shortened orbital distance. As your craft approaches the speed of light, it builds up infinite mass, greatly decreasing your engine's performance. Just one treatment of mass X every 3,000 light years will prevent this buildup from slowing you down.
Desmond had a barrow in the marketplace. Molly is the singer in the band. Desmond says to Molly, girl, I like your face. And Molly says this as she takes him by the hand. Oop-la-dee, oop-la-da, life goes on, bro. La la, the life goes on. Oop-la-dee, oop-la-da, life goes on, bro. Desmond takes a trolley to the jeweler's store. He buys a 20-carat golden ring. Oh, he takes it back to Molly waiting at the door. And as he gives it to her, she begins to sing. Oop-la-dee, oop-la-da, life goes on, bro. La la, the life goes on. Oop-la-dee, oop-la-da, life goes on. In a couple of years they have built a home, a sweet home. With a couple of kids waiting in the yard of Desmond and Molly Jones. Yeah, happy ever after in the marketplace. Desmond lets the children lend a hand. Molly stays at home and does a pretty face. And in the evening still she sings it with a band. Oop-la-dee, oop-la-da, life goes on, bro. La la, the life goes on. Oop-la-dee, oop-la-da, life goes on, bro. La la, the life goes on.
Keys, please, with John Davidson and Obladee Oblada, of course, the Beatles classic. And before that, Leonard Nimoy and, well, highly illogical. As a matter of fact, Leonard Nimoy's right here. Just imagine he is, okay? What do you think of that set, Leonard? What do you think is kind of cool?
Most illogical.
Oh, come on. What's John Davidson think of?
That's incredible.
Of course. Of course he'd think that. Really? What do you think, Daffodil?
I think you're silly as heck, and that's what makes me happy.
Okay. My name is Snarftude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, and we are celebrating Snarftude's birthday.
Yeah, it's all about me. I'm getting into the mood, Daffodil. What do you think?
I think it's great. You need to now kind of move on to your next song.
It's all about me. Yeah. I kind of like that. It sort of catches my ear. I sort of started a sort of gloom and doom, but now I'm getting into it.
See, when you play your favorite songs, it becomes more fun.
I think so. We're going to play a couple more. We got Dickie Goodman, his only top five song, I believe, for at least in the 70s with Mr. Jaws. But we're starting off with, actually it was Ray Stevens behind the Hen House 5 Plus 2, taking the old big band classic In the Mood and clucking to it. Strangely enough. On
Cheese Please!
Music that gets you in the mood to do absolutely nothing. Well, maybe throw up. Cheese, please.
We are here on the beach where a giant shark has just eaten a girl swimmer. Well, Mr. Jaws, how was it?
Dynamite!
And what did she say when you grabbed her? I know sharks are stupid, but what did you think when you took that first bite?
How sweet it is.
Mr. Jaws, before you swim out to sea, have you anything else to say?
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
With me now is the local sheriff. Sheriff Brody, the shark will be back for lunch. What do you intend to do?
Do a little dance. Make a little love. Get down tonight.
Just arriving is oceanographer Matt Hooper. Sir, if someone is attacked by a shark, what should they do?
Do the hustle!
We're going aboard the fishing boat of Captain Quint. Captain, will you be able to catch this giant shark?
I will.
Thank you, Captain. Captain, when you catch one of these sharks, what do you feel like?
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
We've just sighted the shark again. He's coming straight for us. Captain Quint is shouting something at him.
Get your baby one.
Hey, Jaws, the captain says he's going to catch you. What do you think of that? Uh-oh, here he comes again. They've hit him. Mr. Jaws, why doesn't anything seem to hurt you?
Big boy, stand quiet.
He's coming right onto the boat. Mr. Jaws, why are you grabbing my hand?
Wouldn't you give your hand to a friend?
No, wait, Mr. Jaws. That's not the way this record is supposed to end. Help! Help!
Wow, what can you say to that? Dickie Goodman and Mr. Jaws. And before that, the Hen House 5 plus 2. Some 70s silliness on my birthday show this week. My name is Starf Dude.
My name is Daffodil, and yes, we are celebrating Snarf Dude's birthday. We never really do that because he won't let me.
I'm letting the narcissism go just a little bit, Daffodil.
You just need to enjoy being celebrated.
And speaking of the 70s, can I use my bionic hand to crush
a can? Sure, fine, go for it.
You're not surprised that I want to crush a can bionically on the show?
No, nothing you do surprises me anymore.
Can you just act like you're surprised?
Oh no, are you going to crush a can?
Yes, I am, Daffodil. I'll just use my bionic arm that was made in the 70s. And we're about to do it now, so here we go. Can I crush another one, Daffodil?
Fine, but make it quick.
Okay, here we go. There we go. Off to recycling.
Exactly.
And we're going to, well, no.
We're not done yet.
I thought we were.
Nope, more.
Oh, we got Annette and Pineapple Prince is coming up shortly, but here is Bob Roberts and Burned on the Barbecue on...
Snarf Dude's Birthday Show. Cheese, please.
For the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Cheese, please.
Pineapple Princess. He calls me Pineapple Princess all day as he plays ukulele on the hill above the bay. Pineapple Princess, I love you. You're the sweetest girl. Someday we're gonna marry and you'll be my pineapple queen. I saw a boy on Oahu Isle, floating down the bay on a crocodile. He waved at me and he swam ashore, and I knew he'd be mine forevermore. Pineapple Princess, he calls me Pineapple Princess all day.
Please, with Annette and Pineapple Princess. And before that, we had Bob Rivers' parody of, I forget what it was, a CCR song. He called it
Born on the Bayou?
That's about
maybe,
right.
Maybe.
Called Burned on the Barbecue, that a lot of people, I'm sure, can relate to. Anyway, wow, that went fast. I'm sort of coming out of my high, and should we really talk more about my birthday, though?
There will be cake.
Oh, okay.
And there will be ice cream.
Should I solicit for email greetings?
You should always solicit for email greetings.
Comments at cheeseplease.com.
Send your birthday wishes to Snarf Dude.
Yes,
he never gets any.
Comments at cheeseplease.com. We got to end it off, though, somewhat appropriately, by the Modest Lads and Birthday Suits.
Is it really a birthday show unless if we don't play Birthday Suit?
Hey, hang on. I'm getting into my birthday suit now.
No, you'll burn my eyes.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back, because I'm sure there will be shenanigans happening again next week.
Fancy fray, no. Formal dress is expected, so your wardrobe should not be neglected.
I say, Your Majesty, you're looking a bit chilly today.
Cake and punch. We saw your clothes was out to lunch. Our knees and hands began to shake as we lit the candles for your cake.
Wait, now first we make a wish. All right, now open your eyes.
Birthday suit. When your lack of clothes is absolute, it's what you've got on. When your clothes is gone, yeah, when what you wear leaves you completely bare, well, we don't mind if you leave your clothes behind.
Such are you, Villa.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.